Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm Jeremy Dayton sitting in for Mike Horn on this Christmas holiday special show, doing a flashback to the past. I'm joined by Corey Marino. Corey, how are you, brother?
Doing well, thank you. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and everything in between.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy Hanukkah, but especially joy to the world. The Lord has come, so thank you for this holiday. We're going to flash back. I'm sure all Dodgers fans don't mind hearing from Dave Roberts.
Yeah.
You got any insight on what we can expect from these segments we're going to play for?
Well, I think Mike and Fred get to talk to Dave Roberts about his one of his loves outside of baseball, and that's his winery.
His wine, yeah.
And so it's Red Stitch Wine, so that's going to be really cool. And then we have Fred reminiscing on a couple of his great stories from his amazing show Hunter. So we have that, and then
the classic problem with football.
Problem with football in the days.
How many are there? Can we trust the refs? That's my big question. As a Ravens fan, we got another game on Christmas Day today, depending on when you're hearing this. But you're hearing a lot of flashbacks, so I don't think we need to worry about being super timely. I heard you guys last week talking about the Broncos Chargers games the next day. I was like, ouch.
That was a rough one.
You still got plenty of season left, plenty of life in the life of the Dodgers, of Denver Broncos, I meant to say. What are you expecting this weekend? How do you feel about Cincinnati and KC left?
It all depends with KC if they win against the Steelers and if they lock up the first round bye. I don't think they play all their starters in week 18, so the Broncos might win back in that way. But I also do think we have the defense and the offense, somewhat of an offense, to keep up with Cincinnati. I did look, and it might rain a lot, so it might slow down the game. And if you can slow down Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow, you have a chance.
Yeah, you and I kind of got conflicting things going on because I actually want Kansas City to win this Christmas Day. It's a rare time. I have no love loss for the Steelers. It was nice to finally get one. I don't know how they took 8-9 from us, but it was good to get one back at M&T Bank Stadium. Lamar Jackson having his best season ever, and yet he's overshadowed by Josh Allen, who almost slipped up against the Patriots. But hopefully we got a lot of good football coming up this holiday weekend. We got the college football thing too. But stick around for Dave Roberts here on the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states. Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portabella and Chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Joining us on the Sports Lounge today, Dave Roberts, manager of the Dodgers, John Mychek, former major leaguer Rich Aurelia. They're at Red Stitch Wine. Welcome, guys, to the show. Thanks for being with us. It's an honor.
Thanks for having us.
It's the way they play the game. They all get together. Let's talk about these guys first and foremost. May I start out with the Dodger first in the group, please? The incredible Dave Roberts. I love this guy as a player. The uniform, always dirty. This guy dove for things. He got the hit. He has the best eye to see how to win a game. We'll get to that later here in the broadcast. Rich Aurelia, what can we say about this guy? Like 15 years at least in Major League Baseball. This guy played, he was with the Reds, I think, Seattle for a while, but predominantly with the San Francisco Giants. And of course, myself being a kid growing up as a lifelong Dodger fan, you have to appreciate the opposing team. And this guy, you talk about uniforms dirty, shortstop, second base, he could play first, third. I don't even know. They might have been throwing him in the outfield. I don't think he was ever on the mound. This guy, great home runs, great production of runs. This guy would beat you the same as I'm talking about Dave Roberts. He just, every time he came up and there's somebody on base and the Dodgers got a one-run lead, wham, there goes a hit and the game is tied. And, you know, I got a little annoyed about that, so I'm very happy that this man, for all you Giant fans out there, and he lives in Northern California, spends time in Phoenix, has become a wine aficionado as well. Rich Aurelia, welcome to the show. It's an honor to have you on the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike. You know, it's funny, I'm listening to what you're saying, and, you know, you may have been the only Dodger fan that I ever felt respected by, especially when we went to that stadium to play all the time.
I'm telling you, when the games were crucial, didn't you have like one of the best playoffs ever as a shortstop one year? I mean, cleaned it up.
He did. I had a good year in 2002 in the postseason. Yeah, I held my own, I think. You know, I was fortunate enough to play on some great teams and to hit in front of you know, one of the greatest players of all time, and Barry Bonds. So I was very fortunate to spend the majority of my career in San Francisco and playing with a bunch of great guys.
How do you guys start? And we'll start with Dave Roberts. How do you guys get together to start an incredible wine company called Red Stitch Wine?
Richie and I were teammates with the Giants, and we both had a love for wine. And John, independently with his wife Noelle, we all kind of loved wine. But Richie and I had the opportunity to play together, and so this is where it gets to drinking wine on road trips, on the airplanes, and after games, sitting in front of his locker. And Randy Wynn was another good friend of ours. We had a little trio, and so
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. In the locker room, you guys would have a glass of wine? Most guys are like pouring beer on each other's heads. You class acts are drinking wine?
Michael, see, this is evolution. You've got to evolve. So back when Richie and I started, you were having Budweiser or Coors Light. But then as you grow up and your pocketbook gets a little bit fatter, Michael, you can
there
go,
you go.
Red wine, right?
All right. All right. I got you. This guy's the best manager in baseball right now. Mike Socia was getting honorable mentions. He's gone. Other guys are trying to make it happen. This guy, I don't know how many people went down on the DL list in 2016. Dave Kraft had a great year. Been in the World Series the next couple of years after that. And then you got Rich Aurelia, one of the greatest San Francisco Giants of all time. My favorite since maybe Rich Masanori Murakami or Stu Miller, possibly. And John Micek, got to ask you one question. Giant fan or Dodger fan, John?
I'm a fan of my boys. So I got one active right now, so I'm rooting for. I'm actually wearing a Dodger shirt as we speak, but you know, in the end, like I love baseball, and I couldn't root for a better team when I had two guys playing for the Giants, and you know, now we're rooting Dave on, and that team is so impressive and what he's done with it. So thanks for putting me in that bind, Richie. I'll deal with you later.
All right, well, let's talk about it. So, Dave, just to finish up, you guys get together, and then we'll get over to Rich and then back to John. But you're at the locker room. You're drinking wine. You've evolved instead of beers at the end of the game. You're playing together on the Giants. And what sparks the idea, though, of actually, it's one thing to enjoy wine, but to actually produce incredible wine through your company now, Red Stitch Wine, how does that happen?
I think it's something that we had to find a winemaker that we trusted, and you have to go out there and find a varietal and where to source the fruit from that is consistent. And so it took quite some time for us to figure out what style of Cabernet. And so you kind of go through the Napa Valley, which we love the Napa Valley, and trying to figure out what we're looking for in a wine. So we ended up with Rolando finding some great grapes, some Cabernet, and a little bit of Malbec, because our initial venture together as three families was a blind Malbec tasting at John's house. So we wanted to kind of tie that with friends and family. So every release has a little bit of Malbec in there. And so at that point in time, we just wanted to be taken seriously. So I think that with John in finance and myself and Richie in baseball, we wanted to be serious and understand that the people in wine, we don't want this to be a fad or us slap our name on this label. So harvest, bottling, you know, the naming of the wine, all this stuff, the promoting of the wine, the going there and talking to restaurateurs about that. We're a part of every single bit of it, and we want to be consistent. Fortunately, that the wine industry has accepted us. Critics have loved us, and so we've done very well as far as successfully selling wines and enjoying it.
Rich, really, you're in the Bay Area, played for the Giants. You live up in Healdsburg now. So when you were playing, he'd go on the DL, forget about going to the buffet line. It's up to Napa and go do a little tasting. And I called you one time. I think I was trying to talk to Dan Costa, and he's in, I forget what it was, but he's in Italy, and you're with him. I think it was during hockey playoffs or something. Anyway, you guys were trying to tune something in there. And so do you introduce Dave to the wine? Does Dave introduce you? How does this whole thing kind of spring forth?
I think what happened was in 07, I came back to the Giants after being away for 3 years. So I had two stints with them. And, you know, when they usually sign free agents or whatever, stuff like that, they usually have a press conference. So Dave signed as a free agent to go to the Giants, and I was signing as a free agent to come back to the Giants. So we had our press conference together. And after that was finished, the owners of the club, you know, at the time, Pete McGowan, Larry Bear, we took us out to dinner. So we went to, I think it was Harris's Steakhouse in San Francisco, and Dave and I started talking, and we realized we both had this love of actually Napa Valley Cabernet. And that's kind of how our relationship kind of took off.
You guys bring this together, but John Micek, a Malbec tasting at your house, that's how you guys all connect up?
Yeah, it was a great way to just, you know, kind of bring us together. And the winemaker that brought us together actually was I had actually met him in Argentina with my wife during our honeymoon. And so we thought, hey, that's fitting. Let's do a Malbec tasting. And look, when you have these guys walk in with their beautiful wives and just have the fun that we had that night, you know, we became fast friends, and the rest is really history, but it that history involved, you know, trips around the world to different wine regions, a lot of fun trips to each other's homes in the off season for tastings. So I, you know, couldn't be happier. You know, Red Stitch has been incredible, but to have, you know, these guys as some of my best friends in the world, that's, you know, you can't make that up. So it's
I'm telling you, special.
And the thing is, though, Michael, is that with wine and you guys now, it's the conversations are different. You know, you're no longer eating dinner, you're dining, and it could be 2-3 hours, and the wine is evolving. And for us, you know, whether it's Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Cabernet, you know, all of our wines are approachable but built to age. And, you know, for us, it's about the aromas, it's about the mid-palate, it's about the finish and the ride. And I think that people that are into wine or that are not into wine really can understand going for the ride. And, you know, we talk about decant or do you not decant. And for me personally, I don't decant because I want to enjoy that ride and see how the wine opens up. And all of our wines kind of mirror that sentiment, I guess. And but that's kind of the blueprint or the overarching kind of way we look at how we craft our wines.
Your winemaker, Rolando Herrera, he's with Misueno.
He came over, you know, as a young boy, and he started as a cellar rat working for Paul Hobbs and kind of worked his way up and ultimately lived his dream. That's the Misueno, to ultimately own his own winery. And so, yes, he just produces and helps make our wine and has from the beginning. And he makes the Char, the Pinot, and Misueno does really well. And, again, it's somebody that you love, who's a friend, who's family, and you can really trust. And so he's just been fantastic.
You bet he is. Rolando Herrera is a great winemaker, and so are you guys too. Dave Roberts, John Mychek, Rich Aurelia. For more information, go to redstitchwine.com. Again, that's redstitchwine.com.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Each and every week at this time, we come to you from the CRN Broadcast Center, the Competition Radio Network, Sports Byline, and Sirius XM Channel 211, and we bring you the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And lots of stuff. Say hi to Beverly. Say hi to Georgina. A lot of people tuned in. We're on Facebook Live. Want to tune in and check out the show Wednesdays. We do a show at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. That's when we're live on Facebook. And you can catch us up here on the weekends on this show on radio all across the country. Don't forget to download our app. You can take us with you wherever you go. Dial #250. And when the call is answered, they'll say, what's the keywords? You say CRN. Or CRN Talk. Perfect. That's all you got to do is say CRN, and then it'll load up our app right onto your phone.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
That's it. It's very easy to go ahead and do that, Fred Dreyer. Really is the deal. I'm telling you that much.
Well, it's easy for people to, you know, we like to reach out to people, and we love it when you reach back. We're here for you. Always, we have lots to talk about in life. Sports is just a little bit of it, and thank you for joining us.
Now, Ray has contacted you at freddryer@crntalk.com. That's our email address, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R.
Would that be Ray Foote?
crntalk.com. Yep, he says, great show, Fred and Mike. A couple quick questions from back in your Giants days.
Yes.
An old yearbook says you went on a canoe trip down the Amazon. If true, how was it? And please confirm, were you ever sent out on offense with the Giants? I swear I saw you at split end. Is that true?
Split end. Let's see. I was never an offensive player, nor did I take a snap or line up in an offensive position with the New York Giants. Bobby Crispino was number 89, and he left the Giants. He was there from 61 to 68. I came in the following year, and Subway Sid Moret, the equipment manager for the Giants at the time.
Who was that?
Subway Sid Moret.
I love this guy.
He said, here you go, Super Rook. Here's your new jersey. It's just it's fresh off the griddle. And they said, here it is. It was Bobby Crispino's number. So I inherited Bobby Crispino's number, who was a wide receiver for the Giants.
89?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there he goes. There's the beginning of that. Now, let's get to the main crux of Ray's question here. An old yearbook says you were on a canoe trip down the Amazon. Is it true? And if it was, how was it?
Those are private moments. And
what does that mean? What does that mean? Give us a little taste of something. Did you do a canoe trip?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I don't know how that surfaced. I think it resurfaced when I was a holdout in 1970, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I was I was on sabbatical. I was different places at that time.
Okay, when you were a holdout. Now, Cody, yeah, who wrote to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, said, Mr. Dreyer, I've been a dear fan of yours ever since I was a child in the 80s.
Oh,
Hunter was still is my all-time favorite TV show.
God bless
my
you.
My dad and I would watch it together every week. And anyway, I followed you here on Facebook, and I really enjoy all your posts. It's really it's a great hearing from you. Just wanted to say hello, Mr. Dreyer.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. I love hearing from people who remember the early years.
You know, this SB Nation article talks about you and a lot of different things that you've done, but it did not talk about the fact that you did throw, I believe, out of any TV personality in the history of television, in the golden age, before, after, in between, you threw more people off buildings than any other TV motion picture star.
Thank you.
And I think that's something you should be proud of.
I'm pretty proud of that.
Defending guy.
Now, if you think about what's on TV today.
Yes.
There's some very well-produced shows, certainly.
Yes.
And nicely acted and stuff, and whatever you want to say about the procedural aspects of detective shows in the last 20 years, that's fine. But there's nothing like a big stunt when you go to a 10, 12-story building downtown, and you put a, you see the team come in and blow those airbags up. Takes a couple hours to get those airbags placed and blown up, and then they position the cars around the bag, so when they have a long shot of the guy coming off the building, when I hit him, knock him out, and he flies off the building and the camera's up on the roof and you see the guy go out of frame, then you cut to the wide shot where the guy is now just going 100 miles an hour straight down. You actually see him drop and he goes past the cars that were in the forefront
because it hits the
onto
bank.
The airbag.
Yeah.
And it's really a great visual. And really a lot of fun.
Those were stunt guys, I would take it, that you knocked off the
roof. No, those are guys we just...
that you didn't like anymore.
Those are guys that we picked up on the way off the freeway.
Those were guys that you just say, hey, you want to be in
hey,
TV
you
want
to make $5?
Yeah. And so you would use those guys, and that's pretty good. Nobody was injured in the filming of Hunter. Did he have injuries there at all?
Well, I mean, no to speak of.
No,
nothing
big deal.
Serious. I mean, a bruised knuckle here and a step on my toe there.
Did you ever bring into you did what, 7/8 years on Hunter?
Yeah, seven.
Seven of them. Did you ever bring in any of your former NFL buddies that were trying to get into acting at all? Did you ever have them in there once in a while as a guest star?
No. They never. They were never around.
They weren't around.
They weren't around here.
Yeah.
And
most were not actors.
And
no training.
You know, most of them, if not all of them, don't have an on-camera presence.
Really?
Yes.
Then how did you cultivate?
There's some great personalities and great characters.
Sure.
For sure. But when you put the camera on somebody, it reads if the person is self-conscious or self-aware. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Someone being self-conscious.
You have to act like the camera's not there and
become
that role.
Well, of course. You have to feel as though that you're just singular in the frame, you know, or interacting with the people there without kind of like looking around and looking like, you know, the old cliche, you know, you've got... You got the deer in the headlights look.
Do you still act on occasion? Like if you're going out shopping or something, you got to go to the grocery store, I'm going to go in there as Rick Hunter and check out all the aisles. Do you ever go in or maybe somebody's trying to sell you something at the door, you come up and you're going to be the guy that just won't be sold on anything? Do you take on a role sometimes in
your
life?
Well, actually, I kept one of my fake flip badges.
Really?
Yeah, I have a flip badge.
Yeah.
I carry around with me. So when I go to the store every once in a while,
and I work my way through
the produce
section.
You flip
the bag and say, Rick Hunter.
I flip the badge out and I just say, Rick Hunter, can I take a look at that celery?
Yes.
So I do that periodically, and it's a lot of fun.
It is fun. So people do that?
It's really a lot of fun.
I'm going to take a camera. We're going to do that someday and then become arrested and get thrown in jail.
Why do you have that badge? And I said, well, I'm here to make sure that this celery finds a good home.
It's because you're Rick Hunter, an LAPD homicide detective who didn't mind breaking a few rules to get a bad guy off the street.
Throw him off the roof. Get him down. Get him out of here.
Hunter, weeknights on the Icon Channel. Nobody can throw a guy off a building like Rick Hunter. I'm going to do these promos for you on Icon TV. I think it's good. I think you should have me do those promos whenever you show up to do any kind of a personal appearance. I'm just going to be the guy right there that talks about Rick Hunter, the LAPD, the guy who's tried out for Miami Vice and found out it was too tin horn. So he went all pro and became LA Police Detective Rick Hunter. That's it.
All right.
Because you did try out for Miami Vice, according to that SB Nation article. Is that correct?
I read for a lot of things over the years and did not get
you
most.
You almost got Sam Malone.
Yeah, of course.
On Cheers. Here's the deal. You were more believable in the sports background department because there was supposed to be a former football player, and instead they thought that Ted Danson was okay, but he didn't look like a football guy, so they made him a baseball pitcher.
Well, that wasn't it totally.
Really? What was the true story?
Well, what the complete story was is that Ted had more acting experience than I did, and scenes as they made him a baseball player.
Okay.
Then they would go that way. And clearly he was the right choice.
All right,
which doesn't mean that I couldn't have played it, but I would have probably done it a little bit differently.
Okay,
right.
Yeah, that's I understand that totally.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're still active in acting right now? You were with Sharon Stone a couple of years ago on TNT.
Yeah, that was a million years ago.
It was just 2 years ago, for gosh sakes. And you were on Crisis
that's
3 years
time.
Ago.
That's a long time.
Well, you got this movie coming out now. What, Transformers? Is that the thing?
I don't know about you, but I don't talk about things I did like 3 years ago.
Really?
2 years ago.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, we're talking about Hunter. You did that 2 years ago.
Well, that's what I'm known for. Yeah. I'm not known for playing a guest role.
Land's End? You were the first guy to do like a syndicated type TV show. This was in Cabo San Lucas. You wrote those, a lot of those episodes.
Well, we created the show.
Yeah.
So.
Why did you come up with Cabo? If you went down there and decided, hey, we should do something from this area?
Well, it was the most unusual looking show. It stood out. It's a syndicated show, so we presented it to the world because it was in world syndication into syndication. So it was an international show. So we went right at it rather than making it for the domestic market, United States, and then waiting to get 120 shows and then putting it into syndication. We went right into syndication.
I bet that was a big deal when you were filming in Mexico. I bet all the locals said, what's going on? TV show or something? Did you get like crowd to
watch?
I'm
going to tell you something. Cabo, Alaska Airlines, exploded because of our show down there.
Really?
Alaska Airlines put in a direct flight from New York City to Cabo San Lucas.
Whoa.
So we brought in a lot of people. We got, Alaska Airlines gave us all transportation and stuff because we told them this would explode your business. And boy, were we right.
And will they still do that now if you and I go for a flight somewhere?
No, they'll tell us to get the hell off the property.
They don't want us around at all, right? Who are you? That's Rick Hunter, a guy who get the bad guy off the street. We'll be back here. It's the lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
December deals just dropped at Lowe's. Get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional $75 off every $1,000 you spend on select kitchen major appliances from Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, and Maytag. Also, save $20 on a Craftsman VersaStack rolling tool chest. Now just $69.98. Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/12 through 12/18. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
The season of savings is here at Office Depot Office Max. Shop amazing deals on everything you need to close out the year and start 2025 strong. Save now with new deals every day online and new weekly sales online and in stores every Sunday. The more deals, the merrier. Plus, save on those must-have gifts, essential supplies, organizational tools, desks, chairs, PCs, printers, and more. Add a personal touch to any present with Hallmark's iconic collection of greeting cards, ornaments, stationery, and gift wrap to create memorable moments. Available in your local Office Depot Office Max retail stores. Or create your own custom photo gifts, cards, and calendars for your teachers, coworkers, friends, and family. Then pack it and ship it all in one trip. Office Depot Office Max is your source for all the last-minute parties, presents, and thank yous you need. Tis the season to save. Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Ah, the holidays. A time to come together and reflect on what truly matters.
The KFC Festive Feast for $25.99.
Feel the joy
of 6 original recipe tenders and 6 pieces of hand-breaded chicken.
Family and friends celebrating.
2 large sides and 3 sauces.
The warmth of
11 herbs and spices.
Love. I was going to say love.
And KFC.
Okay, The KFC Festive Feast. Order ahead on the app and feast for just $25.99. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Online ordering available at participating locations.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Each and every week at this time, we come to you from the CRN Broadcast Center, the Competition Radio Network, Sports Byline, and SiriusXM, and we bring you the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And lots of stuff. Say hi to Beverly. Say hi to Georgina. A lot of people tuned in. We're on Facebook Live. Want to tune in and check out the show Wednesdays. We do a show at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. That's when we're live on Facebook. And you can catch us up here on the weekends on this show on radio all across the country. Don't forget to download our app. You can take us with you wherever you go. Dial #250. And when the call is answered, they'll say, what's the keywords? You say CRN. Or CRN Talk.
Perfect.
That's all you got to do is say CRN, and then it'll load up our app right onto your phone.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
That's it. It's very easy to go ahead and do that, Fred Dreyer. Really is the deal. I'm telling you that much.
Well, it's easy for people to, we like to reach out to people, and we love it when you reach back. We're here for you. Always, we have lots to talk about in life. Sports is just a little bit of it, and thank you for joining us.
Now, when you were with this for so many years, you were an outstanding athlete with the Rams and at the beginning with the New York Giants. Did you, when you well, you were.
How far back do you want to go?
Let's go back, man. Before that, doing baseball and blowing
your arm
out.
High school? Do you know anything about my high school?
High school, you're playing baseball.
I could wing it in high school.
You really had a fastball, from what I hear.
Yeah, for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, it was.
That's how I wound up in football. You know that.
Yeah, I know. You could bring it. You blew your arm out playing
baseball. Blew it out, and they said, what are you going to do now? I said, I don't know.
But you could still probably pitch better than some of the starters on the Dodgers.
With my feet.
With your feet.
I could pitch. I could pitch upside down with my feet.
So when you were on the baseball, football especially, I'm sure, did they like give you like massages after the game to like straighten muscles out and stuff like that? Was that part of the training purposes or part of the game? I mentioned that because I had like a massage this weekend. I was thinking, wow, they kind of nailed a couple of knots and things out of there. Was that part of the training?
Was it a female or do you have a...
I always do females, but they got to be able to give me pain. They got to be able to bring it.
Well, I'll introduce you to my ex-girlfriend. She'll give you
talk about
all
pain.
The pain you want.
But did they do that? I'm just asking you. We're professional.
Well, if you had a problem, they'd work it out.
That's what I'm talking
about.
But
they're not going to, you're not going to make an appointment to have a massage.
I know that. This was in the training room, right? If you hadn't,
right. Yeah, you get hurt, and then they would go accordingly. Now,
so our question to Fred, quite simply, is: back in your day, what's the difference? Like today, when players get paid too much money. What happens when a player gets paid too much money?
So what happens when people are given money? What happens is the spotlight comes to them. Now remember, the psyche of sports is, to my view, what I've observed and have experienced, and what I've seen, what I've discussed with people. What happens when you reward a great athlete for great deeds on the field and suddenly they just kind of fall by the wayside? Why can't all these guys who have been rewarded all these contracts,
right?
Why can't they perform? Why can't they?
What happens
just
to them?
Why can't they just be inspired and leap to the front and be greater than they could possibly be? And I think it's this. The psyche of sports is there's a comfort zone in team sports. Individual sports, tennis, golf are different. But team sports, it's interesting. There's an interesting psyche that goes along with it, and that is I'm comfortable hiding within the group. I don't want to be the leader. I don't want the press coming to me in the locker room. I don't want to be the focal point. I don't want the spotlight to shine on me. I don't want the responsibility of handling all of that and then being uncovered and being disturbed in my own bathwater, my own comfort zone of emotions and inner thinkings and ego and narcissism and all these other things that go into it. it. And I say narcissism because it's extremely important to the individual psyche to perform from narcissism. And so once you reward people for their great deeds, let's take baseball,
right?
You give all these other guys a lot of money and they don't perform, and that's because the weight of the responsibility has forced them out of the pack to the front as leaders. If they're paying you that amount of money, whether you like it or not, your role with the team changes. And many players don't understand that until they start cashing the checks and people start talking about them. Hey, you struck out three times here with guys on second and third, and you know, with one out, nobody out.
There's an unknown pressure that comes on them because now they're being paid, and so everybody says, hey, you're getting paid $9,000 every time you take a swing, you better get a hit.
Yeah, that's correct. And the key is you're unwittingly, you're surprised, you're shocked that suddenly you've got the whole world in your bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, you've got everybody in your comfort zone.
Everybody's looking at you.
Everybody now is in an area where you don't want them to be because you've been rewarded with this money for this deed.
Yeah, I think they need a shrink to talk to these guys to bring them back.
I really don't disagree with you. And what's interesting, when I was playing with the Rams, I don't, please bear with me. This is not about me, but it's just an experience that I share that I have the good fortune to kind of have experienced and been a part of. In playing football, we had a guy that was a kicker. He kicked 60-yard field goals in practice. I mean, he kicked 60-yard field goals in practices.
All the time.
All the
consistently.
Time. Now, here come the game. We were in New England. We were in New England one day, and you know, it's in the fourth quarter, about 4 minutes left in the game, and we need 3 points.
Yeah.
We're on the 16-yard line.
Yeah.
I walk over to him, and I said, hey, don't screw this up.
You said that to him?
Yeah.
No, you didn't say that. Why?
I did. It was a joke. It was a joke. And he shanked it.
You caused Frank, what was his name?
No, I'm not saying his name.
I know his name was.
No, you know, I don't think you do.
I think I do.
No, you can't.
I can't remember his last name.
But I'll tell you.
Cost us a Super Bowl.
No, but I mean, no, not that guy. Well, Frank, I was standing next to Frank when he jerked that thing.
Oh, that one. This is a different guy?
And there was three guys who I knew had a gun on them who were gamblers.
So this is a different
guy?
That
were yelling at Frank Corral at the Super Bowl. And they were saying, you're dead. You're dead. After this game, you're dead, Tubby. We're going to get you. And I looked at Frank, and Frank was just kind of, oh, gee. I said, oh, man, I don't want to be anywhere near you.
Don't be near the bus.
I went down the other end of the field.
So this was not Frank Corral. It's a different kicker.
No, this is a different guy.
And you caused this guy a head case.
I didn't cause him to do anything. I just walked up to him and was getting ready to kick it. You know, and Chuck Knox says, "Let's go, tie it up. Let's go, let's go." And he looked at the guy and he went, oh, "Okay." And our special team coach, you know Elijah Pitts. What a great guy he was. You know, he comes over, all right, let's go. Kicking team, let's go. Maximum protection, let's go. Max left. And they're going to block right, so we're going to max protection left. We went out there, 16-yard field goal, and just as he got ready to go on the field, I said, hey, don't screw this up.
Thank you, Frank.
He jerked that
thing. Thank you very much. Fred comes out
16
there.
16 yards. That's 26 yards,
Troy,
by the way.
Did the guy ever play again?
Yeah, but poorly. But what happened was, the beauty was, it was a 26-yard field goal. You know?
Well, you promised you'll never talk to anybody on our staff
16-yard line.
Especially me.
The ball was placed on the 16-yard line, and he jerked it. And so it was all over with, and I went, holy smoke. I just felt crazy. And two guys standing next to me, and just looked at me. I said, what'd you say that for?
What'd you tell him that for?
I said, I don't know. It just came out of my, you know, it just came out. I was rooting for him, you know. I don't want to beat it to death.
Missing from the games today of games of old that used to be there?
When I played, and I hate saying that, so forgive me, there was tremendous defensive coordinators, coaches, their big thing was, we want to make sure you understand what we're trying to do, and we're going to put you in the best position to be successful. That certainly, that spirit lives today, but they don't follow it up because of a couple of things. As they have made rules and regulations to encourage passing, they allow holding now. It's unbelievable what they're doing. They're just tackling people at the line of scrimmage. but they allow holding in order for quarterbacks to throw for 600 yards. The commercialization of the sport wants it, exploits it, and wants it to be an explosive offensive game. So what they do is the defensive coordinators are defensive backfield coaches. You know, they're the ones that put in coverages. Well, the defensive line coach puts in the fronts.
Right.
Places the defensive lineman. He says we're going to use four down linemen, not three. You know, today what they've got is they've got a hodgepodge of different types of preset looks. Quarterback comes out of the huddle, looks over and sees two down linemen here and a bunch of guys standing up over there, and they don't know really what's happening. They don't know if they're going to get blitzed or not. So the whole thing is trickery is the order of the day by these defensive coordinators today. And what they do is they don't spend time with the big people at the line of scrimmage, and they don't use a set front and then build the offense, build the coverage around it. So you've got defensive backfield coaches who have been given the job to put in the defenses. Well, that's the defense at the line of scrimmage, and that's the defense in terms of coverage. So you've got people, you've got teams who are primarily concerned with really only putting in coverages for the passing game, and they kind of like fudge around and hodgepodge around at the line of scrimmage, and what you have is you have big people at the line of scrimmage not understanding and don't understand the rules of how to play the line of scrimmage. It's an art form, how to play the line of scrimmage and what to do, what are the rules. For every offensive set that comes out, there is a set rule that linemen, defensive linemen, defensive ends, outside linebackers, middle linebackers, and defensive tackles. Everybody, every group has a designated understanding as to what to do with that set and that formation. And those things now have been homogenized over the decades. They don't teach tackling. They don't have the kids in school long enough to teach tackling. There's no emphasis on tackling. So, therefore, you're bad tackling. You're bad tackling in high school.
There's more injuries,
you're
too.
You're bad tackling in college. You're bad tackling in professional. And they don't spend any time with it, because in professional football, the Players Association, the kids, the actual players, the collective bargaining agreement, they sit down and say, we don't want to practice. And owners say, this is where we are today with football, pro football anyway. They say, well, okay, what is it that you want? Well, we don't want to practice. We don't want to have two-a-days in training camp. We want to wear shorts and helmets instead of pads. We don't want to tackle. It's too hot today. We don't want to practice. We want a lunch break every 2-3 hours. We want to have time for our cell phones. So they negotiate all of this, and the owners say, okay, we'll do anything you want. We'll give you anything you want. Just don't strike. You see, the biggest thing the owners don't want, the biggest thing the owners don't want is a work stoppage.
Yeah.
They don't want that, and they're giving the house away. And that's why you're seeing the behavior you're seeing today. You've got the players decide, we're gonna shut your business down because we're gonna act out. And so you've got such disrespect between players and owners. It's just pathetic.
Straight ahead, more with Fred Dreyer. It's the Sports Lounge. Don't go away.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton, sitting in for Mike Horn with Corey Marino here on this Christmas show. As we flash back, hope you liked hearing from Dave Roberts, hearing those good old Hunter stories. And you can always send us an email. Send an email to freddreyer@crntalk.com if you've got other problems with football today that were not discussed. But hopefully you enjoyed the football. Corey, what are your thoughts going in here
to
as we end this holiday flashback show, going into 2 weeks left in the football season, playoffs around the corner?
I mean, it's a lot of good teams are in. I think it's the most parity we've had in the NFC in a while. All of the NFC North is basically making the playoffs, and they're all still fighting for that division, so that should be nice. I'm looking forward to hopefully the Broncos being in for the first time in 8 years. The Chargers flipped around too with Harbaugh, and if they win out, they'll be in as well. So that would be the AFC North, the AFC West, and the NFC North having three teams out of the, and yeah, then the AFC North will have two teams as well.
Yeah, it could be kind of anticlimactic depending on how this weekend's games goes. I would love to see, you know, a couple scenarios where you got all these teams vying at 7-8 to have a chance going into the final week of the season. That's when they may switch around the schedule a little bit to build up some drama. But I'm glad we don't got to worry about that. I'm rooting for you guys on behalf of your Broncos because my brother's a diehard fan too. And you know, I know you guys are still waiting to get. You got your Super Bowl after the miracle at Mile High, but
yeah, and today. I mean, I think we've talked about this before, but this was supposed to be a lost year for us with the Russell Wilson dead money cap. So, yeah. We're playing with house money. So next year we'll be coming with a whole offseason behind it. He's not a rookie anymore, Bo Nix. And I'm excited for the future with what him and Sean Payton can do.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Bo Nix. He seems very even keeled, and he's given glory to God quite a few times. Seems very humble, but he also seems very confident, like he hasn't taken any slack from Sean Payton. No. It seems like a total opposite of how Russell Wilson handled it last year.
100%. And yeah, Russell's he started off a little good in Pittsburgh, but he's faded a little bit recently. And so we'll see. It's going to be a good season.
It should be a good season. Well, thanks for joining us for this holiday flashback of the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton with Corey Marino. Make sure you email Fred at freddreyer@crntalk.com and visit us on Facebook and Instagram as well. Merry Christmas. God bless.